Well, it's a flipping Arkansas basketball team that is really good, folks. We'd heard a lot about them. Saw them play a little bit yesterday, and they looked good then. And they are having their way with the Thayer Bobcats right now. Score is 13-2, 3.5 minutes into the first quarter. Thayer having all kinds of trouble working against this man-to-man defense. Hollis Deckard brings up across the timeline, working against Lindsay. Gives it up now to Horton. Kipton Horton, who played yesterday, has checked into the ballgame. Here's Trinkler for Thayer. Gets to the elbow, pulls up with a shot. No good. Rebound control by Hudson Lindsay for Flippin. Flippin will work it around the horn. Got to the other Lindsay, driving the baseline. Kicking it in the middle to the big man. He shoots and scores. That's Aiden Hodges, his second bucket of the night. Thayer going the other way in a hurry. Gets the ball to Horton. Horton will give it out to Hollis Deckard. They get to the left side, gives to Horton. Horton moves it to Trinkler, and now Belcher. Bobcats with two freshmen, a sophomore, and two seniors in the lineup. We're going to get a foul here against Flippin as the Bobcats are into the motion offense. Foul will go on number 25. That is Aiden Hodges, his first. Thayer will run it inbounds from the baseline. And somebody get open, got it to Horton. He sets, fires a three. It's off the rim. No good. And Truett Lindsay controls the rebound for Flippin. Number one, the junior. Lane's ball down in the right corner for the other Lindsay. He fires a three. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Trinkler for Thayer. Excuse me, Trinkler brings it in the front court. Leads over to Horton. Now Deckard. Deckard down low to Belcher. His shot is blocked. And a rebound controlled by Hodges for Flippin. 15-2. Flippin Bobcats up. 3 minutes to go here in the first period. Bobcats having trouble finding the basket. Hodges with it. Now goes to Thompson. Thompson tried to force it inside. Ball is stolen by Deckard, and then a foul is going to be called on number 21 for Flippin. That is Blaine Thompson. That'll be his first. And Thayer Bobcats make a substitution. Hollis Deckard comes out, and Carter Nicholson, will check into the game. Nicholson, the junior, checking in. Gives the ball to Belcher. He'll bring it up out of the backcourt for the Thayer Bobcats. Belcher takes it to the left side, gives it to Horton. Horton now to Trinkler. Trinkler shakes the defender, gets it up in the corner. Nicholson, couldn't hang on to the pass, and it's taken away by who else? Truett Lindsay. He seems to be everywhere. That ball over to Hudson Lindsay. Now back to Truett. Thought about the three. A lazy pass stolen by Trinkler, who drives for the uncontested layup for Thayer. Second Thayer Bobcat bucket of the game. About 5 minutes between baskets for the Thayer Bobcats. That's on game clock time. Flippin continues to work around the perimeter here on the offensive end. They got it top of the key, now right side. Going in the lane is Thompson, and Thompson's going to get fouled when he makes the move toward the bucket. And the foul is going to be called on Kipton Horton. Nope. They call that one on Trinkler. Well, it couldn't be Trinkler. That'd be somebody else. Anyway, Thayer making a substitution here. Trinkler will check out of the game. And Dominic Boyce will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. Non-shooting foul. Flippin will inbound it. Got it around. And now down inside for Lindsay, who shoots and scores. Second bucket of the game for Hudson Lindsay. And Thayer again will bring it up out of the backcourt after the made bucket. Down by 13 points, Thayer, here in the first quarter. We get it to Boyce. Round to Belcher. Belcher looking for an opener. Gives it back out to the high post now to Riley White. Riley will back it out to the three-point line. Belcher pulls up one of the shot, didn't take it. Now to Boyce, dominant. Gets away from a double team, feeds it down low to Nicholson. All wide open under the bucket. Potter Nicholson with his first two of the game. They are down 11 now. And the Bobcats back on defense. Flipping, working around, got the ball down to Truett Lindsay, and he couldn't hang on and goes out of bounds. They tried that long baseline pass, he just couldn't catch up to it. And the Thayer Bobcats would win the 35 to go here in the first quarter, chance to get back to within single digits. Now full court pressure by Flipping. Bobcats inbound the ball to Belcher, who gave it to Carter Nicholson. Nicholson, crossover dribble, moves all the way up the wing, gives it to Boyce. Boyce works it over to Kipton Horton. Horton now to Belcher, out top to Riley White. Riley making a move into the lane, kick it back out to Nicholson for a three. It's off the mark, no good. Riley White with a rebound, but we got a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcat. And they're going to call it a Riley White of the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be foul number one on Riley tonight. And first substitution of the game for Flippin, they bring in three new ones. Number 12 is checking in. Cooper Morrow. And we'll check the others as we can. That's the ball to one. I'm on the right side. That's Bradley, number three. He kicks it out on the wing. Now going high post. Low post to Hodges, and he scores. Little high-low game by Flippin, and the Thayer Bobcats got burned on that one. 19-6. Flipping back up by 13. Thayer with the ball. Belcher on the right side. Gives the ball to the high post to Riley White at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Kipton Horton for three, and it's good. Bobcat Freshman, who hit a three yesterday, hits another one tonight. Makes it a 10-point game. And Flipping trying to get it inside. Ball stolen by Riley White. And then it's stolen back again. And Carter Nicholson comes up with a steal for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Can't make an 8-point game. Maybe more. Horton for three more, and it's good in the corner. Those three-pointers brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Horton's got six, and Thayer back to within seven with 9 seconds to go in the first period. Number three with it for Flippin. That is Bradley. Gives it out front, and a long three at the buzzer. No good. Our score at the end of one quarter of play. 19-12. Thayer Bobcats down seven. We'll take a timeout. We're back to Highland in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
And we're back here at the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. Thayer Bobcats down 7 at the end of one quarter of play, 19-12. Remember, Bobcats were down by 13 at one point, but Kipton Horton, the Bobcat freshman, come off the bench and hit a pair of threes. By the way, those brought to you by Community First Banking Company. I want to say thanks to a couple of Thayer Bobcat boosters here helping to bring you the game today. Toyota of West Plains, the law offices of Fred O'Neill and Thayer, the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Karen Perkins, and the Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer. Flipping ball to open the second quarter. They get it down in the corner. Three-point shot is up and good. Number 24, Tucker Thompson. His first bucket, and it's a three-pointer. And just like that, tipped him back up by 10, 22-12. Thayer with the ball. Belcher to Dominic Boyce. Boyce holds it high over his head. Now making a move toward the bucket. Kicks it back to Belcher in the corner for three. It's off the back rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Hudson Lindsay for Flippin. Hudson Lindsay, a senior, brings it in the front court. Sets it to the left side for Truett Lindsay. Now the skip pass over to Blaine Thompson. Thompson way out front. Back over to Lindsay. Two guards playing out on top. This is Thayer Bobcat zone. 1-3-1 matchup. They continue just to throw it around the perimeter, down to 13 on the shot clock. Now they get it top of the key. Three-point shot from there is up, no good. And a rebound to Dominic Boyce for Thayer. And the Bobcats can't get back within eight here with a bucket. Carter Nicholson brings it up out of the backcourt for Thayer. Tries to get it to Hudson. Oh, and the ball was stolen by Flippin, but it goes out of bounds. Carter Nicholson a little bit lazy on that pass. And number 21, Blaine Thompson, got there. Oh, we're going to get a foul called on Thayer on the play. Foul called on Carter Nicholson trying to get it back. That's why it went out of bounds. So Carter called for his first team foul here in the second quarter. Thayer will get Hollis Deckard back in the ballgame. Carter Nicholson checks out. And Flipping with the basketball. They get to the high post, dumping it down low again. Fake, shoot, and good. Number 24, Tucker Thompson. Thompson now with 5 points in the game. He hit a three earlier. Now he's inside there banging around in the high-low game. 6:32 to go. First half, Thayer down 12 with the ball. Hollis Deckard bounces it to Riley White, top of the key. Riley looking to dribble down the lane, gives out to Hollis Deckard. He fakes the shot, steps inside the defense, gets over to Belcher. Belcher, nice head and shoulder fake, pulls up 12-footer. Off the rim, no good. The rebound controlled by Hodges for Flippin. Here they come again. Lindsay. Cross court with a pass to the other Lindsay. Down low now to Thompson. Thompson. Jump pass. Got it over to the other Thompson. His shot is up, no good. And Tucker Thompson gets the rebound. Gets it out to Truett. Lindsay turns. Shoot. No. Rebound. Ball it around. And we got a travel as was simultaneous possession by two Flippin Bobcats. Well, Thayer with a substitution. Combs is going to check in. Dominic Boyce goes out for Thayer. Coach Pitts using a lot of kids already in this game. He's trying to find a combination that puts some points on the board. We're down to 5:51 to go in the first half. Thayer's only scored 12. They're down 12. They have it out top. Belcher running things from the point here. Gives it off to Kipton Horton. Horton quick pass over to Combs. Combs leans it around the right side to Hollis Deckard. Bounces it down low to Combs on the baseline. Couldn't get a shot. Back to Deckard. Deckard goes down the lane, throws up with the left hand. No good. Another rebound. Controlled by Flippin. And that was Tucker Thompson. He gives it out to Truett Lindsay. Lindsay almost knocked down. No foul call. And Flippin controls the basketball. Thompson throws up a shot. And it gets stuck between the rim and the backboard. So it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball on the alternating possession. Can't believe they didn't call foul first on the shot by Decker. He got knocked to the ground and then down there a while ago when Truett had it. Deckard was a little retaliation shove, a lot of contact, and no foul. Bobcats with the ball in the backcourt. Going to have to hurry now. Belcher finally gets it across the timeline down to Riley White. To Horton for three more. It's good. Kipton Horton with his third three-pointer. Thayer back to within 9, 24-15. The freshman getting her done. Here's a three-pointer down the other end for Flippin. No good. And the Thayer Bobcats control the rebound. Horton bringing the ball in the front court. Got over to Decker. Hollis thought about taking a long shot. Doesn't. Now gives up to Horton. Horton back over to Belcher. Belcher breaking down the defense. Goes to the front of the rim. Lays it over the front of the rim and in. Nice move by Jaden Belcher. With 4:28 to go in the first half, Thayer down 7, 24-17. Flipping. Going to slow it down a little bit here. They get it out to Truett Lindsay. Lindsay will swing it over to Hudson Lindsay. Back out to Truett. Moves off the screen. Gives the ball to Hodges. Hodges down the corner. Now down low to Thompson. Thompson up with a shot, count it, and a foul. Tucker Thompson to get the bucket and one. He's now got 7 in the game. And the foul is going to be called on Belcher. That'll be his first, second team foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the second quarter. Thompson at the line, shoots the free throw, no good. Belcher yanks down the rebound for Thayer. But Thompson misses the free throw, and Thayer down by 10 again. 27-17. Here's Hollis Deckard going in the lane, puts up a shot. He draws a foul. He'll go to the line and shoot two. I believe they're going to get number 25. Yeah, Aiden Hodges called for the foul. That's going to be number 2 on him. And it looks like Flippin' coach going to get him out of there. A couple of subs going to come in. Not until after the first free throw by Hollis Deckard. Hollis has not scored yet in the game. Bobcat senior guard. First one is up, and it's good. Hollis Deckard with his first point of the game. By the way, number 12 checking in the game, Cooper Morrow for Flippin. Also checking back in, number 22, that is Moore. Bobcats make a substitution. Dominic Boyce will check in, and Riley White will take a seat for the first time tonight. Riley's been battling with those bigs for Flippin. Doing a nice job. Hollis Deckard at the line. Second free throw is good. He hits them both. Thayer back to within 8 here. 26-18. Bobcats hanging around. Flippin bring it to the top. Wing it around to the left side to Lindsay. Lindsay goes down to the baseline. Couldn't get open for a shot. Circles back out to the wing. Wings it over to Moore. Moore back to Truett. Now Moore's got it. And we got a whistle. We're going to get a foul in the paint on the Thayer Bobcats. Heath Combs can be called for a foul away from the ball. I think it was holding Thompson. Thompson was trying to get open in the middle. East Combs called for the foul. Flipping will inbound down under the bucket. They bring it in to Thompson. Thompson out top. And around the horn it goes to the other Thompson. Thompson gives to number 22. That is Moore. And Moore hits the jumper from the elbow. Go back to a 9-point lead for Flippin. They're about to get with the ball. They'll swing it around to Horton. Horton, right side to Belcher. Looking low. Nobody open. Gives to Boyce. Boyce going to the bucket. Scoops it up under the defense. Couldn't score. And a rebound taken by Tucker Thompson for Flippin. Gives it out to Truett Lindsay. Down to the right corner. Dumping it inside. Ball poked away. Loose on the court. And Horton comes out of there with it for Thayer. Bobcat freshman's been good today. Kipton Horton doing a nice job. Ball goes left side for Hollis Deckard. Thayer needing a bucket here. Deckard going in the lane. Has the ball stripped away by Thompson. Thompson for Flippin just absolutely took it away from him. Hollis needs to hold that thing around the waist when he's going in there in traffic. He had it up over his head, and they just spiked it away from him. Flippin with the ball. Here's a pass to the high post, deflected, now stolen by Heath Combs for Thayer. Heath will give it to Dominic Boyce. Thayer down by 9 with 2.5 minutes to go in the half, looking for a bucket. Here's Hollis Deckard for a wide-open 3. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken by Moore for Flippin. They'll give it up to Thompson. Thompson into the front court. Almost has stolen away. Swings it cross court for Moore. Moore down to the baseline. Kick it back out to Lindsay. He'll sidestep the defender, shoot the 3, and it's good. Number 1, Truett Lindsay with his second 3-pointer of the game. He's got 8 points in the first half. And again, Thayer working against full court man-to-man. Again, again to Heath Combs, had to come from half court to get it. And it's a Deckard now, working against the defense of Truett Lindsay. Ball goes left side to Dominic Boyce. Boyce out on the wing. Goes around his defender, getting in lane. Got the ball down low for Deckard. Deckard fakes. Now gets in the air, shoots and scores. Hollis Deckard with a good power move there. He's got 4. Thayer back within 10. Flipping with it. Got it to Moore down inside, and he has it poked away. Thayer's gathered on the break. Hollis Deckard for 3. It's good. Another 3 brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer Bobcats back to within 7. 31-24 with a minute 23 to go in the first half, and we get a timeout. Flipping. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
34-31-24 is your score. Thayer Bobcats are down 7 with a minute 23 to go in the first half. Bobcats have been down by as many as 13 points in this game, and they keep hanging in there. And it's been the shooting of Kipton Horton, the Bobcat freshman, who has come off the bench and has scored 9. He is 3-for-4 shooting the three-pointers tonight, so he's had the hot end. Flipping with the ball after the timeout. They swing it on the right side for Blaine Thompson. He'll kick it out front to Truett Lindsay. Lindsay down the left side to the other Lindsay and back around to Thompson. They're back to the starters on the floor, Flipping. There's a skip pass going to Thompson. Thompson out top. Down to 15 on the shot clock for Flipping. Bobcats looking to power it inside. Nobody there. Now they get to Lindsay. Lindsay gives up down in the corner and back outside the other Lindsay. And now Truett Lindsay with a deep 3. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Riley White for the Thayer Bobcats. He just checks back in during the timeout. Thayer with the ball, can't get to within 5. Belcher going to the bucket. No, an offensive foul. Dane Belcher, nice aggressive move down the right side of the lane, but he ran right over number 21, Thompson. Thompson's a big kid. That might have been a little bit of a flop there on his part, but good acting. And here comes Flipping with the ball up by 7. They swing it around the horn. Got their number 11, Hudson Lindsay. Swings it back around the horn to Thompson. Thompson back out to Lindsay for a 3, and it's good. He buried it. Another 3 for Flippin. Down to 22 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer down by 10, 34-24. Hollis Deckard with the ball in the backcourt, working against Lindsay, brings him across the timeline, and now Lindsay going to be called for a foul. Truett Lindsey called the foul out in front of everybody, leaning on Hollis Deckard. And Thayer will inbound the ball with 13 seconds to go. Make a substitution. Hunter Trinkler will check into the game. Heath Combs will come out. So Thayer now with four legitimate three-point shooters on the court. They inbound it into the backcourt. Oh, Trinkler's got to go and get it. Down to 12 seconds as he crosses the timeline, coming back into the front court. Enter the travel on Trinkler. Yes, he did. Started to stop and make a pass and then picked up his pivot foot. Once you pick up that dribble, can't pick up that pivot foot. Not without getting rid of the ball anyway. So, Flippin's got it back with 6 seconds to go. They get it to Truett Lindsey. Out front to Thompson. Three ball is up, and it's good at the buzzer. Number 24, Tucker Thompson, hits a long three from the top of the key, and Flippin leads it by 13 at the half, 37-24 over the Thayer Bobcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime activities brought to you by 5D Screen Printing of West Lyons. Back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats! Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized Interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys. Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains now offers bulk range cubes for your cattle. They fill up feed boxes, tote sacks, containers, whatever you have. Bulk range cubes are a good, cost-effective way of providing supplemental protein and energy to your cattle through the winter. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains is proud to be your locally owned farm supply store.
We're back at the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Basketball Tournament, and the legend himself, Coach Ronnie Brogdon, is out on the court addressing the pretty good crowd that is here for the semifinal rounds in the Maverick Division. And this tournament last year contributed $5,000 in scholarships to kids that played in this tournament. So that's a really cool thing they do to honor Coach Brogdon, who, of course, is been a huge, huge supporter of, including coaching all those years and playing in Highland, and his family all played in Highland, and just a great family here in the Highland area. The tournament is being held in honor of him. Started 8 years ago, by the way. All right, so at halftime, Thayer Bobcats are down by 13, 37-24, thanks to a couple of late threes by Flippin. And the Flippin Bobcats are everything as advertised. I mean, they have big and physical, and they can shoot the rock from the outside. But the Thayer Bobcats are getting them all they want tonight. Bobcats coming in also have hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 threes in the first half. So 15 to the Bobcats, 24 points coming from behind the three-point line. And here's the thing. Bobcats were down 13 early. They fought their way back, got to within 5. And then that little run there at the end of the first half by Flippin. It was Tucker Thompson hitting a big three. And also Truett Lindsey hit the second of his two threes to really kind of put that lead back out to where it is now, 13 points for the Flippin Bobcats. Other half of the semifinal will be coming up here a little bit later. Bay will take on Forsyth. That is the 5:30 game in the Maverick division. Over in the Outlaw division, it will be a semifinal game. In fact, two of them tonight. One at 4:15. Blyville will play in that one, and they will take on, trying to see who the other team is. I didn't fill out that part of the bracket. But anyway, and then the final game of the night, Collierville against East Poinsett. And the finals are tomorrow here in the Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational. So, well, we got just a moment here. I want to say thanks to your Sayre Bobcat Boosters helping to bring you the game. They include Legacy Auto Body and Towing, Speed Trucking in Sayre, Southern Hills Auto Plaza of West Plains, Partners in Shine of West Plains, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton and Sayre, and the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe, and Studio in Sayre. Just some of your Bobcat Boosters. Are you listening to the 5D screen printing of West Plains Halftime Report? We'll be back with your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First Banking Company wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 28 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring the service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, member FDIC.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, like the L3302 four-wheel drive tractor package with a front-end loader, rotary cutter, and box blade, all for just $458 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. See Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove today. 5.99% APR financing now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
And we're back on the 5D screen printing. Sayre Bobcat halftime report. Let's take a look at the scoring in the first half. First up for the Flippin' Bobcats, they are led by Big Tucker Thompson. He has scored 10 points in the game, 8 for Truett Lindsey, 7 for Hudson Lindsey, a 3 for Blaine Thompson, 7 for Aiden Hodges, and 2 for Moore coming off the Flippin' bench. For the Sayre Bobcats, they're led by the freshman, Kipton Horton. He has 9 points in the first half, 3 three-pointers for Kipton. Hollis Deckard has added 7, including a 3. 4 points for Jaden Belcher, 2 for Hunter Trinkler, and 2 for Carter Nicholson. All right, Sayre Bobcats are down by 13 at the half, 37-24. Let's take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Well, the winner of our game tonight moves into the tournament championship, 6:45 tomorrow. Sayre Bobcats playing defense to open the second half. There's a 3 ball by Truett Lindsey. It's good. Lindsey, just like that, with 11. That's his third three-pointer of the night. And it's a 16-point lead for Flippin. That's their biggest lead of the game. Sayre back to the starters on the floor to get this second half going. Combs gets it to Belcher. Oh, Trinkler had a backdoor cut. Belcher didn't see him. Out to Riley White. Riley, little isolation move down the right side of the lane. Puts it up. No good. The rebound taken by number 24, Tucker Thompson for Flippin. They quickly get the ball down inside to Hodges. Hodges Gets it back outside to Thompson for three, and he hit it. Tucker Thompson has a 6-0 run to start the third period. The Thayer Bobcats now are down by 19. Hollis Deckard out top, bounces ball to Riley White. Riley in the corner for Trinkler for a three. It's good. Hunter Trinkler. Actually, they call it a two-point basket for Trinkler. That's been just inside the line. Trinkler hits. And he's got 4 points now in the game. Here comes flipping the other way. Three-point shot up and good by Hudson Lindsey. Lindsey with his second three-pointer of the game. 9-2 advantage in the first minute and a half of the third period for flipping. Air Bobcats with the ball. Got to Belcher. Belcher to Riley White. Riley brings it over to Trinkler. Trinkler going into the lane. Little jump step. Puts it up and in off the window. Trinkler scored both the Bobcat buckets here in the third. He's got six now in the game. They are back within 17 with that bucket. They need a stop. And the ball goes down in the corner. That is Lindsey with a shot up. No good. Rebound Hodges in the paint. His shot is blocked. He gets it back, puts it up again, and it's good. He's a big kid. He looks to be about 6'6 and about 275. Taller than Riley White, if you know Riley, by about 2 inches. Riley's got the ball now, faces up to the bucket, gives it out to Deckard, moves off the screen. Oh, that was a should have been a foul out front. Now they're going to get one as Deckard goes down after shooting a three. Foul's going to be on Truett Lindsey, will be his second. And Hollis Deckard will go to the line, shoot three free throws for the Thayer Bobcat. Hollis, the only Bobcat to shoot free throws so far this game. He is 2 for 2. And free throw up here is good. So the senior with 8 points tonight. Hollis coming off his best night of the season yesterday when he managed to put in 16 for the Bobcats. Puts another one up here. No good. Now 3 for 4 from the line. He'll shoot another one. Fouled in the act of shooting a three-pointer. 5:49 to go in the third quarter. Thayer down by 18. Trying to make up some ground here from the free throw line. Deckard hits the third one. Hits 2 out of 3. He's now 4 for 5 for the game from the free throw line. And Thayer back within 17. Flippin, working around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Got it to Hodges, just outside the lane. Brings it cross court to Hudson Lindsey. He goes cross court with it to Truett Lindsey. To Hodges now in the low block area. Fakes right, dribbles once, shoots, no good. Belcher yanks down the rebound for Thayer. And here come the Bobcats. Can't get back within 15 or 14 if somebody can hit one from downtown. Here's Trinkler. Takes it across the top of the key. Gives to Combs. Combs now to Belcher. Looking inside. Nobody open. Belcher swings around to Hollis Deckard. Takes the three. Moves in the lane. Little floater. Is up and good over the front of the rim. Deckard now with 11. Thayer back within 15 at 48-33. Flipping with it. Right side is Thompson. Brings it down in the corner to Hodges. The big man thought about taking a three. Doesn't. Bobcats got out on it. Very patient. They're a very good team. Very well coached. Flipping. They get it to Lindsey. A three ball is up. In and out. No good. Riley White goes and gets the rebound for Thayer. Bobcats with a chance to get it back to within 14 with a bucket here. They get out to Belcher. Belcher swings it over to Heath Combs. Heath in the lane. Going to the bucket. Lays it up. No. Rebound volleyed around and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball off the hands of Flippin. Tucker Thompson had a chance to grab that ball, and he didn't. Now he wishes he would have. Thayer making a substitution. Kipton Horton checking back in. Combs will check out. Also, number 22 is into the game. That is Moore for Flippin. Bobcats inbound basketball. Ooh, tried to get it in. Ball's kicked out of bounds by Lindsey. Nobody getting open on the inbound play for the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis Deckard looking to trigger it. Got it in for Horton. Horton takes it to the top of the key, swings it over to Trinkler. Trinkler will crossover dribble. Now feeds it over to Belcher. Belcher to Deckard. Deckard got it down low to Trinkler in traffic. He dribbles out of it, out around the three-point line, looking for the outlet. Got it to Deckard. Down to 10 seconds or 16 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Trinkler with it. He'll shoot a three out of the corner. No, we got a whistle and a moving screen on the Thayer Bobcats. Riley White trying to set a screen was moving. You know, it was away from the ball, and it'll be flipping basketball. They got it down to Hodges on the baseline, going to the cutter in the lane. It is up and good. Number 22, Moore. Fourth point of the game for Moore. Thayer inbounds the ball against full court, man-to-man pressure. Got to Trinkler, takes up the left side. Thayer gets into the half court set there. Here's Deckard. Wide open for a three. Top of the key. It's off the rim. No good. Belcher runs down the rebound in the corner. Bayer with a fresh 35. And Belcher dribbled it off his foot out of bounds. Bayer will turn it over here. And now Dominic Boyce checking in the game for the Thayer Bobcats. Boyce will check in place of Riley White. They'll flip and will have the ball after the turnover. 3:44 to go in the third quarter. Thayer has scored 9 points in this quarter, but they're still down by 17 points. Flipping, scoring just about every trip down. They've got it now down to Thompson. Thompson couldn't get a shot and swings it back outside. Got to Lindsay, back over to Thompson. What's another three? That one rattles off the rim. Rebound balled around and picked up by Flippin. They get it out to Lindsay. His shot is up, no good, and Dominic Boyce will clear the board. Thayer can't get back to within 15 with a bucket. Deckard driving down to the baseline. Swings out to Belcher in the corner now. Horton for three more. That one's off the rim, no good. Bobcats had the rebound and is taken away, and a foul going to be called on Dominic Boyce. Now, Boyce went over the top of Chisholm, number 30, who just checked into the game, trying to get that rebound, and it's called for the over-the-back foul. 3:02 to go in the third, flipping with a 17-point lead in the ball. They have scored 23 points in this quarter. They've got it inside to Chisholm. Chisholm kicks it back outside to Truett Lindsay. He drives down the left side of the lane. Layup wouldn't go down, and the rebound controlled by Trinkler for Thayer. Bobcats, not a good run out on the break there. Here's a pass over to Horton. Horton moves toward the lane, kicks it out to Deckard. Deckard fakes the three, goes around his man to Horton in the corner for three more. Yes! Kipton Horton hits the three, his fourth one of the game. It's brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer back to within 14 with that bucket. Bobcats not going away, I guarantee you. They will play every minute of this game hard. Flipping with it. Around the horn it goes to Lindsay in the corner. Back out to the other Lindsay. That's Hudson and Truett playing catch out there. Now they get it to Thompson. His pass is deflected by Belcher and goes out of bounds. Almost a steal by Belcher. Mentioned a while ago, Bobcats not good form on that run out after the missed basket. They had the break. They had three players on the same side of the court going up. Somebody's got to make that move to the middle. Somebody's got to go far side. And more substitutions for Flippin. Number 25, Aiden Hodges checks back in the game. And number 22, Moore is back in there. Flippin basketball, inbound to Lindsay. And now we got a whistle. And the official going over to the scorer's table, wanting to know what's going on. We're down to 12 seconds on the play clock. I thought he thought there should have been a reset of the play clock, but there was not. And now they reset the play clock to 10. So Flippin will inbound it with 10 seconds to go in the shot clock. They get it inside. Hodges turns, shoots. No good. Boyce with another rebound for Thayer. Nice play there by Dominic Boyce. Thayer with the ball down by 14, 50 to 36. Bobcats need a bucket here. Trinkler's got it on the right side. Feeds it out top to Nicholson. Now the Boyce at the high post just outside the elbow. Feeds over to Trinkler. Trinkler looking to make a move. Gives it to Boyce on the other side. Boyce's shot is blocked, but a foul is going to be called. He'll go the line and shoot two. I believe it's going to be number 25, Aiden Hodges. That'll be number three on Aiden Hodges, and that's bad news for Flippin heading late into the game. He's their big body down inside. He'll send Dominic Boyce to the free throw line for Thayer. Dom hits the first free throw. His first point of the game. Now it is number 24 back in, Tucker Thompson, as Hodges and Chisholm go out. Also checking back in was number 21. That is Blaine Thompson. So both Thompsons are back in. Second free throw for Boyce is up and good. He hits them both. And just like that, Thayer back to within 12, 50 to 38. And the Bobcats back playing defense, flipping. Kick it out top, now around to the right side for Thompson. Thompson goes down the baseline, kicks out to Lindsay for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Dominic Boyce for Thayer. And Bobcats with a chance here to make it a 10-point game. Horton up the floor to Nicholson, to the bucket for the lay-in. That time they had the proper spacing on the break, and Nicholson is fouled on the play. He'll go the line and shoot to make it a 9-point game. And the foul is on Thompson. Tucker Thompson. That'll be his first of the game. And Flippin wants a timeout. A minute 12 to go in the third quarter. 50-40. Bear Bobcats back within 10. We'll take a break back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
I want to say thank you to some more of our Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game today. They include the Clary Funeral Home, the Bolton and Thayer, Partner and Shine of West Plains, along with Big D's Barbecue, Mr. Dent in West Plains, Forsler Store in Thayer and Ash Flat, as well as Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting, Allen Supported Living, Sunset Salon and Barbering, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food. Here's the free throw up and good for Nicholson. Nicholson now with 5 points off the Bobcat bench. And Thayer back within 9, 50-41 with a minute 17 to go in the third quarter. Flipping with the basketball, looking to work it down inside. Nobody open now. They force it in there. Ball almost stolen, but picked up by Flipping. Down to 55 seconds to go, 17 on the shot clock. Is Flipping having trouble finding the shots they want now? Bobcats doing a nice job with the 1-3-1 matchup zone. Out top, they give the ball to Lindsay. Lindsay swings it over to the other Lindsay. Down the baseline. Elevates for a high arching jumper. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around. And Horton's got it for Thayer. The freshman gives it out to Trinkler. Oh, and he threw it over his head and out of bounds. Tried to get it up the sidelines to Trinkler. And a high pass goes out of bounds. A pair of Bobcat freshmen. A little miscommunication there. Flipping gets the ball back with 33 seconds to go. So the shot clock is off on this possession. Here we get down to the final half minute of the third quarter. Thayer back within 9. Flipping with the ball. Let's swing it over to Hudson Lindsay. Now to Truett Lindsay. On the other side to Thompson. Back outside to Lindsay. Lindsay got it down inside to Thompson. Shoots too hard. Rebound Belcher. Bobcat. Now with 12 seconds to go. Chance to make it a 7-point game. 6 if somebody can hit one from downtown. Here Kipton Horton with it. Swings it around to Trinkler. Trinkler with 3 seconds on the shot clock. Step back three off the rim. Oh, Belcher had the rebound and dropped it. Belcher was going after the rebound. He had it in his hands and he dropped it before he could get the shot off right under the bucket. That's the end of three quarters of play. A score 50-41. Thayer Bobcats are in it as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll be back to the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Maverick Division Semifinals in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
And we're back in Highland, Arkansas, the A.L. Hudson Center. Thayer Bobcats have battled back within 9 as we open the fourth quarter. Trying to take down the top-seeded Flipping Bobcats. Thayer with the ball. Trinkler gives it to Riley White. Back to Trinkler, moving inside. Still step-back shot is up and no good. Rebound controlled by Truett Lindsay for Flipping. Here they come. Chance to add to their 9-point lead. That's the ball down low for Thompson. Thompson inside to Hodges. Powers it up and through everybody for 2. Aiden Hodges now with 11 points, 4 Flipping Wild or Bobcats in double figures already in this game. We just started the fourth quarter. Thayer down 11. Here's Hollis Deckard. Bounce pass inside for Horton, and he misses the layup. Oh, would have been a difficult shot, but he got it up on the rim. It just wouldn't fall in the hole. Fell off the side, and Flippin's got the rebound. They get it down to Lindsay. Lindsay back out top. Hodges has got it. Now to Thompson. That is Blaine Thompson. Cross court goes to Truett Lindsay. Back outside. Three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound Riley White for Thayer, and in he gets fouled. That'll be on number 25, I believe, Hodges. That is Aiden Hodges, and that will be his fourth of the game. See how long? They're not going to leave him in there much longer. So the big kid is out for flipping with four fouls. 7 minutes to go. Thayer down 11. That's a good rebound there by Riley White, and Hodges knocked him to the ground. Bobcats inbound in the backcourt. Hollis Deckard brings it into the front court. Working against Lindsay. Feeds off now to Trinkler. Trinkler on top to Horton. Horton to Belcher on the right side wing. Belcher brings it out top, gives it to Deckard. Deckard looking to move into the lane, goes all the way to bucket, lays it up. No, but he's fouled on the play. And that'll be on number 24. That is Tucker Thompson. Oh, they called on number 11. Wow, Hudson Lindsay called for foul. Will be his first. And Hollis Deckard to go to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. Hollis, 4 out of 5. Now 5 out of 6 from the line. He's got 12 points to lead the Bobcats. Well, Deckard and Horton each have 12. So two Bobcats in double figures. Now a 10-point game, making a 9-point game as Hollis Deckard hits both free throws. No full-court pressure by Thayer. They'll wait in that 1-3-1 matchup. Flipping, going right at the bucket. They get the ball out to Thompson with a three, and it's good. Tucker Thompson, boy, this kid's a player. 16 for Thompson now. Thayer breaks the full-court press, got the ball down to Riley White in traffic. Shoots. Oh, no, toilet ringer wouldn't fall in for him. It rolls around, hit the backboard, and bounced out, and Flippin's got it back. Flippin up 12 with the ball. Got it in the corner. Long shot is up. No. Rebound is controlled by Flippin. Out top. Shot is up. No good. Rebound Belcher. Bobcats need a bucket here to stay within striking distance. Belcher into the lane. And we got an offensive foul on Belcher. Belcher going in the lane, got a little bit out of control. He's called for the charge. That's his second one of the night. And that is the, I got him for 3 fouls in the game now, Belcher. And officially, they haven't posted yet. Anyway, non-shooting foul, of course, on the charge. Flippin comes with the ball in a 12-point lead. Just under 6 minutes to go in the game. Bobcats looking for a stop. I'm talking Sayer Bobcats. Flipping Bobcats, get it over to Truett Lindsay. He directs traffic, wings the ball over. Tomorrow. Got it. Oh, and a throwaway. They got the ball inside to Tucker Thompson, and he threw it away. So Thayer Bobcats will bring it the other way. Again, down by 12. Thayer needs a bucket this possession to stay close. Hollis Decker will bring it up out of the backcourt against the defensive Lindsay. Takes it to the top. Hands off to Trinkler. Trinkler curls around the top of the key, and he's called for a double dribble. There's the freshman making freshman mistake. And that's going to happen, folks. He's a really good player. He's a great young man. But sometimes freshmen do freshman things, and Thayer's got 2 of them on the floor right now going down the stretch. Here's a 3 ball on the other end for Flippin. It's good for Tucker Thompson. Tucker Thompson now with 19 in the game. Thayer Bobcats break the pressure. All the way up the floor goes Trinkler, gives it out to Horton. He fires a 3, no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and Lindsay's got it for Flippin. He races up the floor behind the back with a pass to Thompson for 3. Off the rim, no good. A fight for the rebound, ball loose on the court, picked up by Flippin. And now Deckard takes it away. Deckard on the break for Thayer down the middle of the lane. Tried to spin it up with the left hand. It's no good. And the rebound controlled by Flippin. Boy, Bobcats could have used that bucket. Flippin with it. Got it in the corner for Lindsay for 3. It's good. That was the other one. That was Hudson Lindsay. And the lead is now 17. Oh, no, the lead is 12. Is that right? 61-43 is the score. I'm not good at math. Here's Deckard with a 3 for Thayer. Didn't draw iron, and the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be flipping ball with 4:25 to play in the game. Well, Thayer looking to get Trinkler out of the game as Belcher checks back in. So Thayer with Belcher, Horton, Hollis, Deckard, Dominic Boyce, and Riley White down the stretch. 4:23 to go in the game. Thayer down by 61-43. That's 18. And here's Thompson. Hits another 3. Tucker Thompson now with 22 in the game. He's hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 threes. And it's a 21-point lead for Flippin. They're running away from the Bobcats here. There with the ball. Go to high post to Riley White. Riley gives to Deckard. Hollis trying to shake the defense. Gives it back to Belcher. Belcher in the lane. Hands it to Riley White. The free throw line. Riley down the left side. Jumps to the bucket and scores. First points of the night for Riley. Well, they are back to within 19 with 3:45 to go. Flippin, they'll take their time now as much as they can with a 35-second shot clock. No, they're going to fire another three. That was Thompson. That one was no good. And a rebound controlled by Hollis Deckard for Thayer. Thayer with a chance to climb a little closer. Deckard going to the paint. Lays it up off the window. No, but we got a whistle and a foul going to be called. And that'll be on Hudson Lindsay. That is his second of the night. And it'll send Hollis Deckard to the free throw line for Thayer with 3:29 to go. Chance to cut into this flipping lead. Free throw is up and good for Hollis Deckard. 14 points on the line. Six of those have come from the free throw line for Hollis. And big man back in there, Aiden Hodges for Flippin as number 22, Moore, goes out. Hollis Deckard hits both free throws. Hollis is now 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for 9 from the free throw line. And now the Bobcats going to be called for a foul after the made free throw. But the foul on Riley White will be his third of the game. That's the second time tonight we've seen that happen in this tournament. I've seen that all year. After the play, calling a foul as players are going down the court. Flipping with the ball, they can run some clock here with 3:11 to go, up by a score 64-47, 17-point advantage. Flipping now with it. Lindsay wide open for three. That one is no good. Riley White dinks down the rebound on the Bobcats. Chance to get a little closer. Hollis Deckard crosses the timeline to the top. Gives it to a man curling to the top of the key. Now to Boyce. Boyce goes to Riley White. Now to Horton. Open for a three in the corner. It's good. Captain Horton with his fifth three-pointer of the game for Thayer. And the freshman makes it a 14-point game. 2:35 to go. In this tournament, Horton may have worked himself off the JV squad. He may be a full-time varsity player after this week. He has played well. Flipping. Using some clock here, down to 13 on the shot clock. They haven't even looked at the basket yet. Very well-coached team, very disciplined. And here's Lindsay. Lindsay makes the move, gives it up to his brother. His shot is up. No good. Rebound. Thompson under the lane. He couldn't follow. And Boyce dinks down the board for Thayer. Bobcats got to get in a hurry here. Down by 16 or 14 with the ball. Deckard gets away from the double team. Steps through it. Bounces to Boyce cutting down the lane for the layup. It's good. Boyce is hit for four in the fourth quarter. Thayer now back to within 12. 64-52. Remember, they were down by, 18 a few moments ago. Well, they are putting some things together. And here's Belcher, takes it away at midcourt. Belcher weaves his way down the court, gives the ball up in the corner, and an offensive foul going to be called on Jaden Belcher. Belcher leaned a shoulder into the defender and called for his third charge of the night. Be a non-shooting foul with a minute 32 to go. Of course, they never shoot on an offensive foul. Third offensive foul on Belcher. I won't fault him for that because he's gotten a little more aggressive tonight. That's what the Bobcats need out of the big sophomore. Flipping, working the ball around the horn, working on that clock, down to 20 seconds on the shot clock. They get it to Hudson Lindsay. Down inside now to Hodges. Big man kicks it back out top. Thompson for another three. Yep. Tucker Thompson now with 25 points in the game for Flipping. And he has hit 6 threes. Come the Bobcats. Get the ball down to Boyce for three out of the corner. No good. Kipton Horton with a rebound. Gives to Deckard for three. It's good. Top of the key. Hollis Deckard. 18 on the line for Hollis Deckard. And here's almost a steal by Thayer. Ball goes back into the backcourt. Flippin will come the other way. 27 on the shot clock. 39 on the game clock. So Flippin, the number one seed, will move to the championship game tomorrow night. They'll play either Bay or Forsyth. Whoever wins that game, which will be coming up later tonight. And Flipping, going to shoot a three here. It's up and no good. Rebound, Dominic Boyce. 18 seconds to go in the game. Boyce races up the court for Thayer all the way to bucket. Couldn't follow. Riley White with a rebound. No. And now Belcher gets the rebound. He gets fouled on the putback. He'll go to the line and will shoot two. So Bobcats chance to make it look a little better when you see the score. Down by 12. If Belcher could hit a couple of free throws here, make it up. 10-point game. First free throw is up and no good. Jaden has just not had a game today. Of course, yesterday, Belcher led the Bobcats with 20, and Flippin was here to watch that, and they've had a man in his face all day long, and Belcher, those three offensive fouls, just haven't been able to get much going. Hit the second free throw, gives him 5 points in the game, only one in the second half, and Flippin will run the timeout here. Your final score, 67-56. Flippin, a winner over the Thayer Bobcats here in the semifinals of the Maverick Division of the Bad Boy Mowers Ronnie Brogdon Invitational Tournament. So Flippin will move into the championship game. Thayer Bobcats will drop into the third place game, which is scheduled for 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They'll take on the loser of the game between Bay and Forsyth. And we'll step away. We'll get ready for your Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating Downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell. Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And hey, we're back here at the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas, where the Thayer Bobcats has just gone down to defeat by a score of 67-56. They lose to the top-seeded Flippin Bobcats. Flippin had 4 players at double figures, led by Tucker Thompson, who had 25 in the game. They hit 12 three-pointers in the game. Thayer hit 6. They was 5 of the Bobcats. 6 three-pointers were made by the freshman Kipton Horton coming off the Bobcat bench. All right, for the Bobcats, this was a night that they didn't play well early. They had quite a few turnovers early in the game. Thayer got down. It was actually a 2-2 game, and then all of a sudden it was 13-2. Flippin had the lead. Now think about that, 13-2. Thayer was down 11. They ended up cutting the lead back to just 6 by the end of the quarter, but that differential was 1 point more than the final score of the game, where the Bobcats lost by, they actually lost by 11, so it was the 11 points that they lost by. And that's what these Bobcats have got to do, and they're young and they're inexperienced, and there's only one player on the Bobcat team that played much varsity at all a year ago. That's Hollis Deckard. And Bobcats playing some freshmen and sophomores and just trying to find a combination that can put some points on the boards and work those young kids into where they can play at the varsity level. And it just started a little slow tonight. Again, that first 3.5 minutes of this game really was the difference in the Bobcat game. Bayer would get down by 17-18. They'd fight back to within 5, fight back to within 7, and then Flippin would turn it on again and hit a couple of threes. Again, they hit 12. So 36 of their 67 points came from behind the three-point line in this game, including most of the points for Tucker Thompson, their big kid. He's the kid that jumped center. He's a big football player-looking kid. I mean, he's a good-looking athlete. Does it all, rebounds, plays defense. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 threes in the game and scored 25 points. Again, Fair goes down to defeat this afternoon, 67-56. You're listening to the Fair Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Fair Decorating Downtown. We'll take a timeout. We're back to look at your final stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Year-end equipment deals are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Get low-rate financing or cash discounts of up to $4,000 on Mahindra Roxers. Select LS tractors have 0% financing for 120 months. There's even huge year-end deals on Massey tractors and hay equipment. And new at Hirsch West Plains are Kuhn disc mowers, rakes, and tedders, plus new Bighorn UTVs starting at just $9,700 with payments as low as $187 per month at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, more than up on store.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm honest, dependable, and ready to work for you. Wanting to sell? I'm your woman. Need to buy? I'm your woman. Give me an opportunity to work for you in Missouri or Arkansas. Call or text me, April Wozdyk, at 870-710-8090. The woman to call for all your real estate needs.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow. Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
Hey, we're back at the A.L. Hutchinson Center. Been a good tournament this week. The Bad Boy Mowers, Ronnie Brogdon Invitational, Fair Bobcats go down to defeat today in the semifinals, losing to top-seeded Flippin, 67-56 is your final. Look at the scoring. First up for the Flippin Bobcats, led by Tucker Thompson, had 25 in the game. They had four players of double figures. 13 for Hudson Lindsay. He hit 1, 2, 3 threes in the game. Truett Lindsay hit 1, 2, 3 threes. He had 11 points in the game. 3 for Blaine Thompson. And big Aiden Hodges, he had 11 points, and he hit a 3 playing in the inside for the Flippin Bobcats. 4 points for Moore off the bench, and Blaine Thompson with 3. The Fair Bobcats are led today by Hollis Deckard. Hollis had 18 in the game. Only one made three, well, 2 3-pointers he made in the ball game. The only other Bobcat in double figures today, Kipton Horton, the freshman, hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 threes and scored 15 points. Jaden Belcher with 5, 6 for Hunter Trinkler, 2 for Riley White, 4 for Dominic Boyce off the bench, and 5 for Carter Nicholson. So the Fair Bobcat bench actually scored 24 of the Bobcat 56 points in this game. And as I said just a while ago, Fair Bobcats now 2-6 on the year, and they just got to find a way to get out the gate. I mean, they're fine once the game gets into a flow. They play hard. They play good defense. They force turnovers. They get in there, rebound, and battle. But when you're down every night by 10 before you really kind of get your offense going, it's really hard to come back over and over again. All right, Fair Bobcat basketball this afternoon. By the way, Fair moves into the third place game. which will be scheduled for 3 o'clock tomorrow. Hey, Bobcat Basketball brought to you by Toyota of West Plains. But also, Ozark Healthcare, Orthopedic and Spine Clinic of West Plains. Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer. Don's Auto Service and Tire Shop. Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains. 5D Screen Printing of West Plains. Southern Bank of Thayer, Alton and West Plains. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Thayer. The Car Doctor 2. Monarch Realty, Tomlin Canoe, your broker in Thayer, West Plains and Willow Springs. Olson Precast Concrete of West Plains. FNBC Community Bankers. Century 21, Combs and Associates. Thayer Decorating Downtown. County Line Fence Company and Construction in Thayer. And Edgeworth Harper Farm Equipment of West Plains and Mountain Grove. For Tim Bagg in the studio, I'm the Red Bull Mike Trace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.